On the line with us today, Scott Neufeld, who's chair of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Farm Bill Task Force. They've been in place for, what, a year and a half or a little longer now, Scott. And as you have had the opportunity to work with your committee, work with Chairman Lucas and his staff, I know that you've been in communication with them as they've come to this point now of introducing this so-called draft proposal. Mr. Peterson, Mr. Lucas together introducing this. It'll be considered by the House Ag Committee on Wednesday of this week. What are your thoughts about this particular proposal at this stage of the Farm Bill debate?
Our committee, Ron, is extremely pleased with the draft that we have seen of Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson's proposal to us. It looks like it offers a much-needed price protection or some price support into the farm programs, and it offers a true safety net, more so than a revenue guarantee, and lets the crop insurance programs take care of the revenue portion of that. We're extremely pleased with the options. I think that the revenue loss coverage option doesn't differ a lot from the ARC policy on the Senate side, outside of probably guarantees just a little bit less revenue. But several of the other options that I saw in the draft, Chairman Lucas continues to keep the NAP program and the LFP program in place. Crop insurance is strengthened. I know that he will receive some criticism about the cuts that he is proposing to the nutrition title, Ron. But when I read where those cuts are coming from, most of that is being removed from the delivery process of the nutrition program. Most of the benefits that are going to the individuals that need it are unharmed. So I think it's a well-rounded bill that will serve. Again, we go back to some of the discussions about maybe a group of options for producers, and this this draft definitely would offer the producer a selection of options, whether he wanted to be protected from a deep price loss or have a more of a shallow loss type revenue guarantee option. And they've made it available that you can select that farm by farm and crop by crop as well. So I think that they've done a lot of homework in this to make it that it would be adaptable to not only the northern regions, but the southern regions as well.
I know in the case of crop insurance, it does look like they've kind of renamed what the cat policy, and but we still have some of kind of that catastrophic policy available to producers if they want to go that route.
Yeah, I think maybe what you're referring to is that SCO option that we read about, and I believe that will be an individual buy-up that you can have here on a county at your county level. And I think that will be definitely something that we'll have to run the numbers and consider what works best for each operation and for each crop.
Scott, obviously, we're in a unique position in Oklahoma with the chairman as the as our local congressman. You've had a chance to work with him directly, I know, with his staff. As you've seen this bill evolve, and of course now going to be before the House Ag Committee shortly on Wednesday this week, hopefully some floor time after that. If we can get to conference, if we can actually work with Chair Lady Stabenow, do you think at the end of the day Mr. Lucas is going to be able to get a good farm bill based on what you're seeing from this particular proposal?
I do. From the conversations that we've had with the chairman and his staff, I really believe that the differences between the Senate package and the House package will be able to be resolved. I think both sides of the Senate and the House both realize how important it is that we would have some sort of legislation drafted by the time this bill expires, and I think they understand that importance to provide the certainty. I think one thing we got to remember is agriculture has been a stable spot in our kind of fragile economy at this point, and I think they understand it, and I think a lot of the lawmakers are starting to understand that too, and they see the importance of trying to get some legislation drafted. Once that comes out of committee, the big wild card will be to get enough floor time to deal with the amendments that will be placed in front of the House, and that's going to be not an easy task, but I think we're all still hopeful that it can happen.
Thank you, Scott. Scott Neufeld with the Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Farm Bill Task Force. He's a farmer from Major County, Fairview, Oklahoma, and talking with us about this latest development, the Lucas Peterson draft proposal of a 2012 Farm Bill that will be considered by the House Agriculture Committee in a business session on Wednesday of this week. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.